The reading for this day is written in the book of the prophet Micah, the third chapter. As I read today, I'll warn you, I have to squint. I got one eye that grew old faster than the other one. Yahweh says this to the prophets who lead my people astray. So long as they have something to eat, they cry, peace, shalom. On anyone who puts nothing in their mouths, they declare war. And so, for you, night will be without vision, and daylight without divination. The sun sets for the prophets, and daylight will turn black on them. Then the seers will cover their faces with shame, the diviners with confusion. They will all cover their mouths because there is no answer from God. Not for me. I am filled with strength, with the Spirit of Yahweh. I am filled with the sense of right. I am filled with energy to accuse Jacob and Israel of their sin. Listen to this, you leaders of the house of Jacob, you princes of the house of Israel who detest justice, tearing it from its rightful course, who build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Her leaders give judgments for bribes, her priests for a fee offer their rulings, their prophets divine for money. And yet they say, isn't Yahweh among us? No disaster will come upon us. That is why, thanks to you, Zion will become plowed land. Jerusalem, a pile of rubble, and the Holy Mount, a dying forest. This is the gospel of the Lord. Yeah, right. Micah, like most of the prophets in Scripture anyhow, I always picture as having a very hard and a very lonely life, because they're called to speak hard and bitter words, which we just read. Now, he also explains why it is that he has hard and bitter words, and that is because he is filled with the Spirit of God and is filled with energy, it's his words, filled with energy to accuse Jacob and Israel and their leaders and their priests and their prophets, who are really the center of the text. The hard life. The problem that Mike is dealing with here, however, is a tough one, and that is people, prophets, are peddling peace. which leads to the topic for today and good way to summarize what drives in the text here. What price? Peace. Peace for a price. Peace for a bowl of rice. Two would be nice. Peddling peace is a sellout on the call that God may have given them and they just walked away from. What price? Peace. Thing is, this way of peddling peace has kind of plagued the people of God, the church of God, ever since. We could bring that up a little closer to date by a couple of millennia and recognize the role of Martin Luther and the problem he was facing with Johann Tetzel. Peace for a penny. Peace for a couple of pennies. We recognize it in a lot that goes into sermons in our day as well. An easy, smooth life, smooth road through an easy life. But what price? Peace. Micah's answer is that horrifying judgment that he laid on them. What price for peddling peace? There is no answer from God. God withdraws his answer. God withdraws his word. God withdraws his presence. God withdraws his peace. It's all a sham. It's empty. Yahweh's intent was that through Abraham and through the seed of Abraham, all the nations of the world would be blessed and have peace. The thing is that those he called to be the vessels, the agents of peace, if they are running after a different kind of peace, they are empty. And the prophets are not bashful about saying God has no use for you. You're in the way. Can't get there from here. Now, is that a dead end? You might think so. But it isn't. From the perspective of God, God is not bound by human frailties. And in fact, the delight of reading the book of Micah is in seeing that when you get out of this text that we read, which is kind of like that, into the context of the text, to the continuing opening vision of God that God gives Micah, you realize, no, we're not at a dead end yet. And God kind of opens, fine-tunes Micah's visioning to see a remnant. A remnant that God will salvage and God will nurture. And then God gives Micah kind of a little more of a depth of vision and lets Micah see many nations coming to the holy mount to worship Yahweh, because Yahweh will teach them himself, and there will be peace. There will be peace. And then Yahweh prompts Micah to see a little spark in a suburb out there named Bethlehem Ephrathah, from which a shepherd will arise to lead. And the vision goes on. How much Micah knew, we don't read anything from the book itself, but God's not done yet. There will come a time, in fact, in the fullness of time, when the angelic host from heaven will celebrate the coming of peace on earth, peace in the flesh. And not so long after that, kind of halfway in their journey together, Jesus looks at the disciples and says, don't know if there's an ominous tinge there. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world, not as those peddling prophets give you. And a little further down the line, Jesus comes to seek his disciples who were in a self-inflicted lockdown, devoid of peace. And his first words, peace, peace be with you. What peace? What peace? One, I guess we could say, priceless peace. A peace for which there is no proper currency that we have to buy that peace. A gift of peace. Peace, what price already paid, and the currency is the cross and the empty tomb. And that blessing, peace be with you. The peace, word peace, and the word you kind of make their way through the millennia, through the centuries, through the world, so that that you is you. And all the yous we might address, including me. And with that, there's an addendum that says, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. Peacemakers. And they're singled out for special blessing in the Beatitudes, right? Children of God. That's why you're here. That's where you're going. Now we really ought to kind of loop back and do right by Micah's warning anyhow. And that is, don't run with peddlers. And don't succumb to the temptation to peddle a fake peace. What price? Peace? Our Lord Himself. And what we give is what we have been given. And we end today in giving it one more time. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep you and hearts, your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the hymn.